This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
I'm John Batchelor, spending time with my colleague, Andrea Stricker. She is at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, helping me understand the technical language of the suspect nuclear weapons program in Iran. It was attacked and destroyed. The word destroy is not articulate here, but it's all I have. Damaged severely. However, the damage requires a constant attention by the IAEA to see what is being repaired, what is being left alone or abandoned, what is coming in from outside. In other words, are we blind? The IAEA now has reason to believe that Iran is going to cooperate. What does that mean, Andrea? What did we learn about Iranian cooperation prior to the attack on Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan?
Thanks, John. I think what we know about Iranian cooperation is that there are many promises, particularly right up when they're about to receive penalties from the IAEA or sanctions from the U.S. and Europe. And then nothing materializes ultimately, and inspections are weakened or vague commitments are rolled back. So the IAEA and Iran reached an agreement on Tuesday in Egypt that, just like I've noted, appears to be very weak. But the U.S. and the European three countries are seeming to feel it is inadequate. Iran committed, with no timeline given, to provide reporting on its stocks of nuclear material following the U.S. and Israeli strikes in June. It vaguely committed to sometime negotiate a return of IAEA inspectors rather than to let the inspectors back in immediately. And I think Washington and Europe are rightly recognizing that this is likely to materialize into nothing. And so they seem prepared to finalize the return of UN sanctions against Iran before they expire this month.
I was under the impression that snapback was in train. Does this concession, if that's what it is, by Iran, stop the clock on snapback, remove its possibility, restart the clock? What does it do?
That's right. The snapback process has already been activated. The European three activated it on August 28th. And so that put into place a 30-day clock before the snapback would be finalized under UN Resolution 2231 and the 2015 Iran deal that suspended those sanctions. And just on Monday, South Korea put forward a resolution that stipulated the continuation of sanctions lifting against Iran. And so the parties, one of the permanent UN Security Council members, the U.S., France, or U.K. would have until around September 27th to veto the continuation of sanctions lifting. And that's important because the sanctions expire altogether on October 18th, and we have Russia taking over the UN Security Council that month. So it's really important that they finish it this month.
Timeline here. The attacks are on June 13th. On July 2nd, Iran suspends cooperation with the IAEA. On September, whatever day this is, early September, they agree to the IAEA. However, the question is, what degree? Because cameras, wasn't that a huge item that Iran just banished? And have they agreed to allow cameras back in?
They haven't agreed to let cameras back in, but thankfully, a lot of those sites that they were monitoring, in my view, are under rubble, likely inoperable, and some of them are probably obliterated. The Fordo enrichment site, the Natanz 2 enrichment sites, and then all of the capabilities to produce nuclear fuel and then make the nuclear weapon. So Iran is set back, and really, Tehran is just agreeing to some vague negotiations, which they always do. It doesn't take much for the system to agree to that. And I think what it really shows is that after the strikes, we're seeing the regime unable to mount an effective penalty evasion campaign like they typically do. And we have Washington and the E3 calling their bluff and saying, well, this isn't enough, and likely you're not going to be able to evade snapback.
Detail. Dual-use technology. Does Iran have everything in-country it needs to reconstitute the centrifuges, to build the array, to create fissile material, or does it need technology from outside, China, for example?
That's a really important question, something I'm thinking about, and I know others are thinking about deeply. It depends really on the damage assessment, whether they're able to pull out anything from the rubble, if anything was able to survive, or if they had stocks squirreled away. And then after that, I think they will look at whether they can get some help or some illicit procurements from China, Russia, or even North Korea. And we know with this growing closeness among this axis of aggressors, that could be something that those three would be willing to help with, even though they weren't able or willing to help prevent or defend Iran during the strikes.
Finally, the snipe hunt, the 60% fissile material that came in various sizes kept being cited to me in kilograms or pounds. Is the IAEA satisfied it knows where it is? Because I think I read that it is not.
The IAEA is not satisfied. And actually, Iran was required to report on the status of its nuclear material within 30 days of the attacks. And it hasn't done so. I think one reason is that they don't know yet, but also they favor the status quo. They like knowing that the IAEA doesn't have eyes on that highly enriched uranium stock, enough for about 11 nuclear weapons worth. And they like probably having the ability to evade any future U.S. or Israeli strikes against that fuel. And so I think we will not see any meaningful Iranian access to the IAEA restored anytime soon. And so probably both countries, the U.S. E3, are going to restore the penalties. We could see future Israeli and U.S. strikes because they're essentially acting as the monitor without the IAEA in the country.
So we're back to what you mentioned before. We're going to go through the cycle again unless something interrupts it. Iran agrees, doesn't cooperate, they're condemned, the strike happens, and we begin again. Is that, I mean, it's Groundhog Day.
I certainly hope not. And I think Israel and the U.S., Israel for sure, is looking at the real root of the problems here and the non-proliferation issues with Iran. It's this regime, and they're thinking of ways to weaken the regime and help the Iranian people take power. Of course, that's always risky because you don't know what comes next. It could be a military regime that is even more hell-bent on building a nuclear weapon. But it would behoove the U.S. and Israel to think strategically and start helping the Iranians.
Andrea Stricker, Deputy Director of the Nonproliferation and Biodefense Program at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Folks knew the Colonel approved of his new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch sauces the moment he tasted them and said, "That's right. No notes. Just absolute silence." Turns out some flavors don't need explaining. They just need dipping. It's saucy season at KFC with new honey chili crisp and jalapeno ranch. Get dipping with a boneless bucket today.
Prices and participation vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.